Today program. Welcome to Come On.
It's still good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there.
And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Koji, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down Robot Jocks. It's got the late, great Gary Graham. It's got no budget. It's got a lot of heart. What else do you need? It's also got like a coach guy in a cowboy hat, Ryan. I saw that part of the movie. It's like a cowboy type character in it. It's going to be very exciting. I can't wait to see your reactions. You just need to text us the first 5 minutes of the movie if you're enjoying yourself, if you're hooked, or if it's the normal text where we'll get a normal text from you where it's like, ugh, this movie, guys. Like, I want to know which Ryan we're going to get.
It's not done that in some time.
Didn't you just do it about last week's movie, the one?
I think you read that.
Yeah, I think you did.
I said this movie is something.
Didn't
I say
he did say that.
Yeah. So I guess it's how I'm interpreting how you said that. You could have been like, this movie is something, but I don't think you said it like
that.
I don't think you did.
Yeah.
But
I didn't take it that way either, but we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, we already know. Go check out our back catalog for when we did the one last week.
Right.
And you'll find out that answer. Don't worry about what we're doing here.
In the magazine, it'll make all sense.
Do you have a centerfold and a pen?
No pen. No pen. You don't need a pen, apparently. There's no pen in the, that.
No, he definitely stuck a hole, and that's how you time traveled in, or the time travel. You folded space, and you went through the hole, and he fucked the picture with the pen.
I don't think he put a pen in the one. It was just folded.
Oh, no, you can just, no, it's just like, look, we're not going to do the one right now. We're not doing the, Ryan, stop it.
We did that already.
We did it already. Back home. You're not paying attention, Reagan.
I don't even think that's time traveling, but we've already been there.
Back home.
Let's check out this trailer.
Yes.
In a world where technology is on the precipice of revolution, where breakthroughs on the bleeding edge of tomorrow are about to give way to computer-generated visual effects, one man will take the then unfilmable concept of giant mech battles and just sort of wing it with Play-Doh. Starring the late and great Gary Graham, and featuring all the effects that no money couldn't buy. Before the steel was real, before the Jaegers were in the drift, they were robot jocks.
But before we get to the movie, let's see if these giant robots were huge at the box office.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
No. No, they weren't.
Okay, so had you heard of the movie before E brought it up?
It didn't sound familiar.
Okay. All right. So, yes.
The first 5 minutes did not look familiar either.
All right. This came out in 1990. Limited release.
Yeah, this clicked a lot of buttons for me in 5 minutes.
Your guesses for how much it made.
Oh, no, how much it cost?
How much it cost, yes, sorry. We got A, $5 million. B, $10 million. C, $15 million. D, $25. Or E, $40,000.
Okay, from what the limited amount I've seen a robot foot that costs money. Yeah. I've seen an entire team of, I'm going to assume, good robot jocks. And full Ambo Jitsu uniforms. So they had to get those from Star Trek. No way it cost 25 or 40 or immediately out. Okay, I'm thinking 15. No, I can't even cut that in half properly. I'm going to say C, $15 million.
I'm going to go B because I think it costs less than that. But I've seen nothing of it. But just from your description.
Right, I told you they had Ambo Jitsu uniforms.
No, B is correct. Ryan got it. There's not a lot of definitive information on this movie, but rumor has it they spent about $10 million.
Guessing they didn't make it back.
Well, I haven't got there yet.
Hold on. Ten's a pretty easy number to make back.
All right. Wait till you hear their competition. All right. So
this
came out in late November of 1990. We've got some other movies you may have heard of opening up the same weekend. We've got Home Alone.
Okay. Crushed it.
We've got Rocky V.
Oh, that one sucked. That's the street fight with Tommy Gunn.
Oh, it when it opened, right? Like, they didn't know it sucked.
Yeah, it might have still had some, you know, It's opening weekend we're talking. We're talking opening weekend.
Okay. All right. All right. That's true. People are still running out to see the next one when like he comes out of retirement.
So far. Yeah.
We still got some other sequels opening up this week. We've got Three Men and a Little Lady.
All right. All right. Big hit. I haven't seen this. I haven't watched Three Men and a Baby in a while. I definitely haven't watched Three Men and a Little Lady.
Yeah.
In 30 years.
We got The Rescuers Down Under.
Okay, cartoon. Still beat it.
Mm-hmm. We have Predator 2 opening up this weekend.
Beat it. So far, what is the sixth place so far?
Okay, so, all right. Other movies that are kicking around, we got Child's Play 2.
Beat it.
I was going to say, it might have beat Child's Play
2. That was in its second week, by the way, just to let you know. We've beat got it. Ghost in its 19th week.
Beat it.
Beat Ghost in its 19th week? I don't know.
No, Ghost beat it. Anything I said beat it means RoboJax is being beat.
Okay. I might take out Child's Play 2. But
I'm not in the second week.
Okay.
I'm going to say it was close with Ghost in its 19th week.
Ditto.
So we got Jacob's Ladder in its third week.
Beat it. You want me to tell you what happens?
Yeah.
We could watch that on the possible.
Yeah, we might. It's in the bag.
It was almost my pick last time I had a pick. Let's see. Dances with Wolves in its second week.
Boy, that movie does not hold up, by the way. I just watched
it. Oh, really?
The president of Battlestar Galactica plays the Native American woman, for God's sake.
Whoa, President Roslin.
Oh,
okay. It's not a great look, man. It's not great. All right. I'm going to ask, do they alter her skin?
Well, you know.
Like a bronze, like she got tan?
It's not super dumb, but, you know, she's outside and dirty. So could there be some, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, it's a little close.
It's not great when you watch. First off, you know, but anyways, we're not doing dance. We'll do that later when you pull that out of the bag for some reason. But
yeah, I'm just going to pull it out with like Avatar. And I was going to do like three of basically the same stories. The Last Samurai, you know, have good times with it.
All right. We also got Memphis Belle kicking around in its sixth week.
The plane movie with
the bomber crew movie. Yeah. Remember that? I feel like we watched that on TV a bunch too.
I remember that one, and I think it was pretty good.
Who's in it?
Oh gosh, I feel like there's a ton of people in that. Let me. I don't have it.
It's all right.
I feel like we watched that movie a bunch. Maybe it's just me. I watched that movie a bunch.
Isn't it funny how some of us, the movies that we remember watching together, and then the other two are like, sure, I have.
I don't know.
Evidence of you in the room watching it six times. I'm like, I don't remember.
Let's see. We got Matthew Modine, Eric Stoltz, D.B. Sweeney, Billy Zane, Sean Austin, Harry Connick.
This sounds like a great cast.
I mean, all you know, young. We got David Stratham, if that's how you pronounce his name. John Lithgow. You know, it's got a good cast. I remember it being a good movie. Who knows?
Billy Zane. We haven't done a Billy Zane movie yet.
We got to pull the Phantom out of there. Right? Slam people, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a hard watch, though. I think you're going to watch the Phantom and be like, holy shit, what's happening? I think watching Sniper, we're going to be like, holy shit, what's happening? I remember loving Sniper back in the day. If Billy Zane was the bomb in The Phantom, that's a good thing. I said, check out our back catalog where we watch the Phantoms. No, it's just Phantoms. All right, what's kicking around, or there's more?
That's what I have presented to you. There is, of course, more movies kicking around, but, you know, that's it.
I will say everything you named beat RoboJax.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And I think it made $7.7 million.
I think this movie made $12 million.
You want it to be a hit.
You want it to be a hit, yeah. All right.
They had a great party. $2 million party. Yeah. Shit's got crazy.
This released in Europe.
This did not release overseas. A limited release in the U.S. And Box Office Mojo, just let you know, doesn't even bother to mention the number of theaters it was released to.
That's not great.
You are correct that everything I mentioned beat it. In fact, there was, you know, probably five or six other movies I could have told you that also beat it. But this movie made $1.2 million.
Seven times.
They would have been ecstatic for that.
Yes, they would have. That's why it was on Channel 20 so much. We're just scraping.
They're probably right now going, thank you for the mention.
Yeah. Look, I've watched 5 minutes of it and it was fantastic.
I remember enjoying this when it was on TV, but again, it was
1990?
35 years ago, you know, 34 years ago.
Or no, I guess it would have been 1992 probably.
All right, so 32 years ago.
Yeah. It's like, because you said November of 1990. a year or so to get off VHS. Although this one was probably fast tracked like a mug to get onto VHS.
No, fast track, that costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Really? I thought it was just, all right. So maybe it took a year and a half to get a release, but let's go to a quick little break and we'll come back with the breakdown right after this.
This is not a dream. Not a dream. We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The
future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe.
I have already killed you. Right here.
And we're back from that break. Guys, it's time to break down a movie that I had not seen before.
Yeah.
But fell in love with. And did it have you at go with the frozen wasteland, broken robot parts everywhere?
It was interesting. Did it have me? I don't know if it had me, but I was definitely watching.
How far in before the movie had you?
I took it for what it was, and I enjoyed it the whole way. Honestly, it was like I was not expecting a lot. I also did not remember watching this, despite I believe Rob said we had seen this on.
I don't know. Did you remember?
Oh, you definitely remember seeing it.
Oh, I've definitely watched this movie. Yeah.
It's possible. It has that flavor, definitely, of something we would have watched. But so I was looking at it through those eyes, and I don't know. It's a tough question to say when it had me, because the wheels could have fallen off at any point, right? Like if something really bad happened in the end or something, I could have like. But it was a steady. I don't know if my socks were blown off that early, though. You know, like it was just.
My socks were immediately blown off. My skirt's up in my face, and I'm like, let's get it on.
When he like crushes that dude in the cock, you know, like
Alexander. Alexander crushed that guy. Why is he asking for judgment? Just crush the guy.
Yeah, I didn't really get why he asked for approval and he crushes. And then there's no repercussion really for just deciding to crush the other guy to death after he's yielded like 20 times. Like
that's a battle to the death.
Yes, but he yielded for a minute.
He doesn't have to accept his yield.
Crushing your head? Is that what you're saying? Okay. I'm squishing your face. I'm crushing your head.
I'm pinching your cheeks.
He's pretty scummy not to accept the yield.
Of course, you have to know Alexander's a bad guy. And also, he makes the robot do a muscle flex towards Achilles. And you're like, oh, that's a big dick energy. Well, Alexander's giving it to him. I don't know why Alexander has such a hard-on to kill Achilles. Just because he wants to kill 10?
It's his 10th thing, and no one's done it since Tex, right? Or at least I got that feeling. There were pictures on the wall, but from what they were saying of the different champions, did they call them champions? I was also watching He-Man this week, so champions is fresh in my mind. They did call him He-Man. They did call him champions, right? I'm not making that up.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. I think they did. Like I want to say yes. And... Yeah, so the champions had all the pictures on the wall. But I got the feeling they only mentioned Tex hit him 10, and now he was on his 10th fight. I think that's why Alexander had, but they never said how many Alexander had. He clearly had a bunch. He had to be close, but.
Well, Alexander had just killed the other 9 pilots, right? That's how they make it sound in the beginning.
He's definitely killed a bunch of. He's
bloodthirsty. A bunch. I don't know if they said the number.
They never give his number, 9. Though. Right.
They say 9 in a row. They've lost 9 in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's all Alexander because there's multiple pilots in the
There
stable.
Could be a different.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So.
I mean, that's Achilles wasn't fighting. He was injured at some point. It was on the DL or IL now.
IL, right? Yeah, please. It's no longer the
disabled list.
It's the injured list. It's a little bit more PC. Appropriate, right? It's a nicer way to put it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. All right. Because there's people with
Is this just baseball doing this? MLB is what we're talking about?
MLB does it, but I don't think anyone calls it a disabled list.
Disabled list anymore, yeah.
Like in football, it's an injury report.
No, it's injury report.
Report or the pup, you know.
But baseball's also like you got to get guys out of off your roster for X amount of time. But I guess they do that in football, but you go on the IR,
not
the DR. Right. The disabled reserve. Yeah. That just seems more fucked up. Like, don't call him the disabled reserve.
in case you run out and like
everybody couple right back then. Everybody is equally a horrible person because everybody's mind went to some other disability in their mind is like the guy running onto the field. What disability? You look in your own mind, everybody, and you know what kind of horrible person you are after we said that.
Is it honestly, I went to Damon Wayans.
All right, man. Caller. We don't need to go to Handyman. Okay.
It's time to be alive.
Yes, yes.
Didn't he do a Handyman movie?
Yes, I think there was a Handyman film. Coming soon to season 5 of the Coach G.
I don't know. I don't think you can do that. I bet that's hard to find.
Yeah. Oh, Blank Man? Was that it? He didn't do a Handyman movie. He just did Blank Man. That was the producer's note. Was it only Blank? Like, it was basically the same thing.
I can't imagine he did a Handyman. Like, I cannot imagine that.
Yeah.
That would have got greenlit. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. When Ray gets out of things that say are good and he's pulling them out, like.
Wait, you think that Reagan's going to run out of things to say they're good?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we'd have to do Major Pain before we do
Blank Pain. I was just going to go, we're definitely doing Major Pain before that. We're doing I'm Going to Get You, Sucker, before that.
Yeah.
Back to
the movie we're talking about?
On the IR.
Yeah.
It's when they're explaining what's happening, that we're running out of resources, so we've decided.
Well, it was... They dropped nukes. They realized this wasn't going to work, right? Like,
right. Well, you know what this took me to?
What?
There's a World War III at a franchise I love, the Eugenics War.
Oh.
And after the birth of that, we take a trek out there and we start to find our way out into space. And instead, in this universe, we said, no, fuck that.
Yeah, we're going to fight each other with robots.
Right. We're going to build giant fucking robots and fight each other until we're dead, I guess.
Well, they were just fighting over resources. You assume that Alaska was a big take because it hadn't been affected by fallout or bombs dropping because there's no targets up there. So that the natural resources up there were supreme. So, yes, well worth building big, gigantic, hard-to-move robots with weird rules and everything else to the side.
Well, apparently you can also just whatever the rules and make a punching arm, which is obviously a ranged weapon attack.
Right.
And also, who is policing the umps? The umps just... They're just the rulers of us?
I think they're set by... I got the feeling that they're like the Supreme Court of this world. So everybody appoints like a different thing. And they because they did convene over that, Fisk... Which that trial made no sense. Or the ruling made no sense. It
infuriated me.
Because
they're on the take from the Confederation.
I guess. They didn't even make the the cheating a thing. They're like... Because it was irrelevant that the people died. It's real. But... The guy still cheated and launched a ranged weapon, and they didn't even touch on it. They didn't well, maybe the hand fell off, They didn't even bother to give a rule, and they were just like, no, it doesn't count. It's a draw. We're gonna do this again. In 2 weeks, how long does it take to build those mechs and repair them? I mean, is this
48 hours?
Is this like NASCAR where they have a whole other chassis in the back and they just
I mean, look, didn't Alexander come out in the second fight with a totally different lower half or whatever?
Yeah, he had more legs, didn't he? He didn't have that many legs in the first fight.
He won't stomp on people as much. Throw off his balance with more legs.
Well, it's like, if you can put more legs on, why didn't they just come out like General Grievous or something with 3,000 and just launch more projectiles?
It's a lot of resources to get that much metal.
But if you're getting Alaska. You think, we don't have to move that far. Let's just put more projectiles on, 37, rockets that go out. And, their long-range weapons always sucked. They did so little, except for, lucky shot when, your boy Tex. I'm sorry, he's not your boy. Your man, Tex. He might be your boy, but I don't know about that actor. I don't want to make any disparage about him. But, your man Tex had that lucky shot. The green laser,
That spy? That obvious spy? spy! I'm going to murder that guy when I find him. How dare he?
Yeah.
Your green laser's garbage.
I mean, I don't know. The intricacies of the battles and what they could do and just the things that would come out, the reflection, the chainsaw dick that was why is this here? Asking your ass
why! Intimidation.
Intimidation.
They should have done that at the range thing. He just takes his chainsaw dick out and waves it at you as he's shooting rockets and stuff. It'll freak you out.
Every kid online in a game where they go over the dead body of you in Halo or whatever, and they just hump you.
Brian, it's called teabagging.
Teabagging. Yes,
it's a thing.
I know it's a thing. It's been a thing since
the dawn of video games.
Yeah, since internet games became a thing, people have teabagged each other as a victory stance, and that's all that was for. And the, you know, like, why else put that chainsaw there? Could have come from an arm where they had a little bit more use.
You don't know how much Alexander's helping things.
Yeah, I don't.
I would say you gotta think that utility is a little limited in that position, unless Achilles had transformed into little, you know, streetcar or whatever. He's not doing a whole lot.
He transformed it.
Yeah, after his
ankle. Why'd they go to space? Why?
I was going to bring that up. Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
To show they can.
They have to do a little transformation. They didn't know what else to do with it.
Right. You got to get Achilles shot in the ankle, or this whole movie doesn't make sense. That's why.
At first he's like, oh, he's flying, let him burn his fuel. But then all of a sudden it's like, oh, maybe they'll fly. They could do a little, like, in-the-air combat, kind of like, you know, like Mothra, like, and Godzilla. Iron Man, whatever. Okay. But these suits are a little more clunky. It looks a little bit more like Mothra and Godzilla, like, bump into each other. Yeah, yeah. You know, but then they just randomly go into space. And I was like, okay, again, I guess they can.
That's what I thought. He was going to, like, get hit. You know, he wasn't going to be – he was going to get launched out into space and not be able to get back. And, you know, he'd, like, Buck Rogers, like, float away in the suit.
The fact that they had the fans in there, you knew that was coming. It was like, why would they have them so close? You know, I don't. They signed a waiver, so I guess it's cool.
Yeah. At least they said they signed a waiver. You know, it's cool. You gotta give these people. Yeah, you gotta give these people something. I mean, it's Jeffrey Combs was in with those people, Ryan.
Yeah.
Star Trek Zone. I was trying to look for him. I kept seeing his name, and I was like, who is he?
Yeah.
He's one of the guys taking bets. Oh, yeah. Like, he's not the guy who makes the bet. He's the guy
wants I want half or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Like, he's the I want half guy. That's not
I was
how
like, with why does he get half of his? That's his bet. I was like so confused by that.
That's not how betting works, but maybe they have some sort of agreement. Like, whenever you win, I get half. Whenever I win, you get half. You
why do they get to bet against their own country? I mean, I guess it's like betting. With the house,
He's getting odds.
He's betting on the don't come.
Do not come.
I don't understand why you want
to
bet.
He's got 4-1. 4-1, man.
Yeah.
He knows his boy's going to win.
Yeah.
He bet on Achilles.
I don't know. And you got you saw the storyline coming. It was like, oh, the tubies are coming.
Can we talk about the training that these pilots go through?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
What?
Yeah, just stop there. What? That's all.
What use is it in robot
how
combat,
relevant this is,
any of the training they do?
No.
Like, we see Gary Graham fighting all the tubies at once. And you're like, oh, maybe he's going to fight more than one robot at the same time. Nope.
Right.
In fact, he gets kicked so easily, knocked unconscious right after that. He should have done more training.
If the robots were responsive and they were just basically avatars of yourself, you know, like, then it would make somewhat sense, right? Like, because there could be a deathmatch round that we never
saw. Bruce Willis movie, Surrogates.
Okay, I never saw, but I'll believe it. Yeah,
you get into a pod and, like, you have a robot that you can go bang and do whatever because people don't want to lose their house. You know, it might be good now. It wasn't then.
But that would be the only thing. But why on earth, if your champion retires and you want to pick which Tubi is fighting, like, tomorrow, do you make them go through, like, this, like, death trap competition, like monkey bars box from hell? Yeah. I don't know what you...
How else do you determine your champion?
I don't know. You want to hurt them as badly as possible before. I mean, I guess it prepares them to be knocked unconscious and then just lay on the ground and get punched repeatedly by a robot.
Why are we... we're making these tubies. Because people are low.
Well, they also want to genetically breed them like horses. You got that reference. They were studying the guys out, and he was like, so you get that joke that you love, like, how about I just make a direct deposit?
They get way too juicy for what's going on. Where they're like, I can't wait to fuck.
Yeah. I know that was your favorite scene.
There's a lot of weird interactions at times in this movie.
Right, you're not even sure if the tubies are, you know, sexual at all from the way that they're portrayed. You know, like, it's just the other guy. And why do they all drink at the same bar? why are...
There's one...
That's
the Robo-Jock bar. It's the Robo-Jock bar.
Don't you think they'd have their bar and your bar?
You don't want to go to some rando bar where somebody's going to be all over you, like, oh, you're a robot doc, you're Achilles. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. No.
Yeah. If they have their own bar, then we never get to see these interactions.
Yes, which were gold. Yes.
No, Right. Could you imagine playing for like an NFL team and going to a bar in that town?
Yeah.
And having people mob you? That's what it's like to be Alexander. He can't go to a Confederate bar.
Yeah. I don't know if like even out of town sports teams would go to the same bar before or after a game, you know.
If there was a bar just for like, I was going to say NBA, but they.
What if it was Juggers?
Right?
With okay. The Juggers drink together in the same bar?
Absolutely before... they would.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was, they had that big party where they tried to rub scab on scab.
But that wasn't against other Juggers. That was their you Jugger team.
But after every Jug game was done, they always did the back where it's, you know, bop.
Yeah. All right. What other sports movies have we done? We haven't done many. I can only think of Juggers.
Right, we just did a month where we did Rollerball.
Oh, yeah. The Rollerball guys would not be in the same bar.
No, Rollerball guys are just murdering each other to vampire music.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed weird. I obviously know they had one set, and they want to have those incredibly dialogue conflicts within the bar.
I kept yelling that around my house. like, shut up about this stupid movie. I was like, you can't stop me, Achilles. Trust me, yell it to your wife later. It's crazy. It's fun.
Shit, I didn't subject her to this movie. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was saying, my wife would have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
I watched this movie 4 times this week. I kept putting it on and just being like, Achilles, I'm coming for you. Oh, it's so good. I was really enjoying this movie. Also, it's very short.
It is a quick hit.
It's like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Although, I do wish... Like, I remember I was wishing during this movie that there was more mech combat. Like,
yeah,
I know
yeah,
we have absolutely. A little bit at the beginning and then a good bit at the end. I want I wanted them to spice it up a little more.
Right.
But, you know.
I mean, I was also searching for other mech related movies after this, like an addict.
And what'd you
Did
find?
You watch?
Nothing.
Did
you nothing. Watch, there's Pacific Rim. That's basically it.
Yeah.
No, there is another one that came out a couple years later, but it's totally unrelated, but it's by the same producers.
It is. But it's called like it's not like, Robot Jocks. It's like something Robot War? Else, like something like that. I looked at it and I was like, I don't know what this
it's
is.
It's Robot Wars.
Yes. I thought about watching it, but it has like a super low rating. Yeah, I'm sure Robot Jocks.
I watched the trailer. I watched the trailer for that one.
Yeah, I did.
It stars the one of the guys from this movie. Was the guy who plays the scientist?
The guy that shot himself?
Get a CSI team in there. The angle of the shot's not going to line up for Pete's sake, people.
He shot himself from across the room, Reagan, and it was clear.
And then the gun was still in his hand, and everybody knows.
Yeah.
You drop it. Watch Justified Season 1. They tell you that.
Yeah.
How Raylan Givens catches a guy. It's Robot Jocks 2. That's a fan art. Fans hoping, building, you know, cardboard suits, making their own robots.
I mean, a new version of this with updated effects would be kind of cool. If the robot's going to actually move and stuff. I dig, you know, kind of updating it. And
you don't even have to, even if they move like RoboCop 2 style, you'd be fine.
More like Real Steel style, I think would be good. But, you know, like that movement looked pretty good for, and that movie's 10 years old now at least, right? Like, so it should be even better.
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking if you put Hugh Jackman's character into one of these RoboJock suits, he's unbeatable.
Yeah.
It's Charlie, whatever his last name is in that movie.
Yeah. He's mimicking him, you know, like whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So could he just
spar mode?
Yeah. Could Hugh Jackman just put the spar mode mimic setting and then put the robot in the mech suit so no one dies? You know, little Mac or whatever the robot's name is.
Little Mac could still get crushed. I mean, he could die.
Yeah, but the robots, but Hugh Jackman's not dying.
I have a question
to save
for you.
Human life. Yeah.
If we're in a universe where the whole spar mode technology exists, right? Why aren't we just connecting that to the big robot instead of putting a little robot in
that's
the
a good point, Rob.
You mean like Real Steel?
I don't know. I was like, you're making it more complex than these.
You know what they should do is they should have it be that these robots are so large they need two people's brains to sync to control it. That might be another way to go about it. Yeah.
I did read about an unofficial or what they thought about doing for a sequel if this had made more than like the $1.7 million is aliens were gonna show up.
Yeah.
And Alexander and Achilles were gonna have to team up. And that way they could get inside a giant robot.
Yes.
And they could, I mean, if they're drift compatible, I'm not sure they are. They seem to be pretty drift compatible. They seem to have.
I don't know. No, it's because they thumbed up.
You saw the thumbs up at the end. They're drift compatible.
Yeah. I think that thumbs up pound is just for the, you know, after that afterglow wears off, I don't know if they're going to be as drift compatible anymore. You know, like, I don't think this is lasting.
So he costs them Russia, Alaska. Let's get to the end fight. Athena steals a giant robot and walks on the field. And immediately sucks.
Yeah. Well, she got knocked unconscious and was just pounded. She did get the good shots on his feet, but he had a billion feet, right? And then
she did blind him. She did blind him. She
blind him with that awesome little sun
and then
proceeded logo to on the switch.
Yeah, well, she just looked at him.
I know he did bum rush her at that point, but
he bum rushed her with all his legs and knocked her to the ground and then tried to thrust her with the chain. Wait, did they use the chainsaw on that? Yeah, he was trying
Not the chainsaw then.
Oh, no, it was after
the they transformed into a little car.
Oh, yeah, that was
like, this is the only way I can get a car is to fuck it to death.
He just fisted her.
Like, oh, God.
Phrasing. There's a lot of phrasing shit going on in this episode.
Oh, my God. Emma pulled you off.
Yeah, and then, you know, Achilles happens to get into a car and drive onto the field.
Yeah, and no one stops him, or he doesn't shoot any. At that point, he's already forfeited when that car is on there, right? He's already crushed.
I think he forfeited before he killed the refs.
Right. So why doesn't he just use his long range weapons and just destroy the car and have Achilles? Well,
in the first match, they say the refs turn off the ability.
Oh, so that's true. They did.
They might have an override, and they didn't know about the hand was a secret. So they didn't know about it to turn it off, which you think you'd have to give the refs.
Yeah, the refs should know what's coming.
Because when she does the blinding thing, the refs don't know about it, so they're blind.
Yes,
because they don't have like protection like they could in the mechs. They're just out in a car, so she just blinds. That would have been hilarious if she just blinded the refs for no reason.
Yeah, they really got a good use out of that hover car though. Use it a bunch.
It was cool. Why do the refs have to be on the field? They could just be watching from a camera.
Well, they're not on the field except when they were coming in to intervene, right? Like when they had to get close. But still not a great idea to go in front of a...
But if you could turn the weapons off...
Yes, but you can't turn the... You should be able to shut down...
The mech up.
Yeah, you should be able to shut it all down.
Right.
At least like limbs and, you know, like whatever.
So let's talk about the hand-to-hand combat at the end and the... Give me the respect knuckles. We're going to end in peace. But after this is over, like the Tubi program's got to be ended as being pilots.
I don't think so. They can always improve.
Yeah, they just do more training.
Universal just, Soldier, look, man.
Look. Okay, look, what's going to happen to this set of Tubis?
No. They can keep training them. They just need a higher training room with more hot bars.
She stole a mech. She could have taken that.
She will be punished, but the other ones that fell off the monkey bars.
The other ones didn't do it.
Yeah,
they were obviously garbage too.
They could go out there until they die.
A lot in the beginning, I guess.
They'll send them out when they need to like fight over like Trenton or something, right? Like
that. Just about to sit on Trenton too.
Why? We haven't even been to Trenton.
I don't know.
I drove through Trenton once. It's probably not even that bad. Why did we just smoke crap? People in Trenton are like, what the fuck, man? Like, you can't even come up with a reason. You just picked us.
I don't know.
We should have at least gone, like, Dundalk or something.
Both landed at the same location.
Camden, New Jersey is usually the one that gets all the heat. I don't know how we both landed on Trenton.
You can't get... It's too close to Baltimore. You can't give up the Old Bay or the Crab. Yeah. Baltimore. Maryland's kept secret. Into what are the good guys called in this movie? Like, what is our... The Alliance? What are we? They're two factions.
I don't remember.
Was it the Market?
Yeah, the Market might be. Or is that Rollerball we're thinking of? I think it was the Market. I think that was.
No, the Market. Or the Market. Rollerball is the corporation.
Oh, corporation. Right.
Take a shot.
All
the time.
These post-apocalyptic movies, these, you know, like your favorite 1984 ripoff from the beginning, our oldest top-loaded episode you always talk about. Oh, it's the Market. Okay.
It's the Market versus Equilibrium. That's the Confederation.
Equilibrium.
Yeah. The Market and the Confederation.
Oh, and they kept, because so he says at one point, I can't read, but I'm not a dummy.
Yeah, it can be true. Those statements can be true.
It is. And I missed it the first time watching it. And then watching it, when I watched it again, I was like, wait, what? How does he sign his contract? How does he know who signed his contract for? Does he have an agent?
Somebody that read it to him, I'm sure, right? Like, because he said, just because I can't read it. But I would imagine somebody read it out loud to him to sign it, but it's just like sports contracts. They're not going to not sign it. They want to get paid, right? Like,
yeah, well,
he's going to set up his brother and his six kids and, you know, all that.
I was like, he was out in civilian life for like 30 minutes. It was like, fuck your hot dog soup.
Yep. It looked great, didn't it?
It was a big fucking hot dog.
Yeah. Turned you on a little, huh?
I was like, man, that's good. They're having meat today.
Yeah.
I mean, there are five kids and three adults. I mean, you're getting like two bites of that hot dog tops.
Yeah.
I guess she's cutting the hot dog up. They're not like passing it around like a psycho. Like, you take a bite, you take a bite, you take a bite. You
right. get
it. But I guess you cooked it in there because you want to get that. You want to get the juices in that. Of course. Soup.
Well, I mean, you gotta get
this
the flavor.
Episode's really gross for no reason. Yeah. You know, you get a little robots in here and it gets sexy.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, like, what else have we missed?
I don't know if we missed anything.
Well, I mean, her plan to knock him out. She shoots him, and she should be worried because he's still fighting her sedated.
Yeah.
And doing real well, doing real good.
Yeah. And then I don't think she made the dose right. It took him a while to.
And then she's just ripping stuff out of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But her plan is, I'm just going to walk onto the robot. As long as nobody says, like, hey, crash and burn or whatever out there.
She'll just nod.
I'll be okay.
Thumbs up.
But as soon as someone noticed, she's like, fuck it, I'm going to fight everybody. I've done the monkey bars. I know how to do it. It was way too easy for her to steal that mech. It's what really bothered me.
Absolutely. There's not a lot of security. I mean, they were worried about a leak. Apparently anybody could just walk in there and go touch the mech. Like, no one's stopping. Just put suit on.
The first fight, it has like leg clamps on and it can't walk until it's released from control.
Right.
This one, she just crawls out. Maybe it wasn't
locked it down yet. It was an hour before.
Okay. All right. So it's not locked in place.
Locked out all the time. Yeah, it's like crazy.
It's only 5 minutes before the match, we'll lock this shit down. Don't worry, it all. It all makes sense now. But you guys have any more about Achilles?
I think that's it.
Robo Jack walks and the Jaeger's gonna run.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, let's go to a quick little break and then we'll come back with a game right after this. Crash and burn.
And you. You make my drink taste like bad.
Achilles.
How many more times have you watched it?
None, because I've been watching Enterprise that also has Jared Graham in it. You know, I'm getting my Graham in as Ambassador Soval, I want to say. He's great. He's fantastic. You should watch all the Gary Graham shit. Like, if you could find Alien Nation, the TV show, when was the last time you guys watched that?
TV show?
When it was on. It's been a while. Yeah, when it was on TV.
I watched the hell out of that show.
We should all get together, watch just the pregnancy episode where Gary Graham has to deliver an alien baby. But we're back from that break, obviously. You guys know what time it is. It's Pop Quiz Hotshot.
Yeah, I heard you, Hotshot. What? I said Hotshot.
We're joined by our producer, E.
Game on, good guys. All right, we've been talking a lot about robot jocks and various mechs all night. That's all we've been doing.
Right. That's it.
Got a game here. About mech suits, mechs of all different shapes and sizes. It is called Robot Jock Strap Cockpit. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a mech.
Would that be a cockpit inside the crotch of a robot?
Well, the quiz is for you guys to tell me where the cockpit is in these various mechs.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, so I'm going to give you a mech. You're just going to tell me where the cockpit is. All right? Mm-hmm. All right, so if you guys have it. We'll hit that game show music. And up first, one that I think I know you guys have never seen. Transdor Z.
Transdor Z!
In the tail?
I like how you said it with such authority.
Yeah, like I knew anything about it. I just went with
I'm going to assume it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex robot.
Transdor Z is a mech that had a cartoon run. It was called Mazinger Z in Japan as an anime. When it got imported over, they cut out a whole bunch of stuff. Swapped a few things around and changed the name to Transdor Z and like renamed the kid Jeff or something America. They just swapped out the countries and the nationalities of everything.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they called it Transdor Z. So I'm guessing you guys haven't seen this.
No.
I have not. I would say the cockpit is in the head of the dinosaur, I assume. Or I'm going to take that back. It's in the chest. It's in the direct area you would not want to put a cockpit on any fighting mech. Yeah. It's in the chest.
He's like, no, it's in the anus. We don't know why.
Jets in the anus.
Yeah. All right, the votes are in. Transor Z's cockpit is in his head, and it's actually like a capsule that is a separate pod that the kid gets into, and it like flies out of their swimming pool and lands into a giant mech suit. It's a giant anthropomorphic robot person suit, and then it lands inside a hollow head, and that's how he pilots the thing.
Cool.
So that was the brain, or the head. All right, next up, Voltron.
I mean, Voltron, there was lots of cockpits, one in each hand, one in the
hand, the feet.
The hand, feet, and then there's the torso. But where's the torso? Was it the head or was it in the middle of the chest?
The torso, in the toy, you fold up the head.
So right, and it's like in the middle of the chest.
Cockpit would move up.
All right, you guys got
also, are we talking about the Lion Voltron or the other Voltron? There's cockpits everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
There were, those were all vehicles. They were actually in where you would expect them to be. All right, so you guys have it.
Ready to form Voltron. Activate interlock.
You're correct. There was one in each of the lions. There was five lions. And you guys said it was in the hands, the feet. That's where the lion's head was. So looking into this, a lot of people could not figure out exactly where in the head it was, though. Apparently, for a long time, wasn't specifically or explicitly shown. Oh. Most people think that is actually the forwardmost part of the head. It is in the nose of the lion.
I thought it was the eyes. I thought it was in the eyes.
Yeah, I thought it was the eyes. Yeah.
So whenever you're looking at the cockpit view from inside, they're looking out of one window. So unless it's a screen and they're in the nose, or they're behind one eye. So people think it's one or the other. They're not entirely sure, but it could go either way.
I'm in the one eye camp, just so you know. You other one eyes out there, I'm with you. Those people are crazy.
Those people are crazy. All right, next up, Adam from Real Steel.
Is that Noisy Boy?
No cockpit, right? Like they had a control panel. Remote outside,
the headset on Charlie's head.
And then
throwing one in there to try and trick you, but you got it. There is no cockpit. It is a telemetry system. It shadows what you do. That's correct.
That's Noisy Boy.
All right, next up, another Japanese anime, Mobile Suit Gundam.
Mobile suit makes it sound like, well, it could be just portable. But I was gonna say like cars. I know, or something.
I've heard of Gundam.
I think you would have seen it in, if you're not familiar with the cartoon or the anime, you might have seen it in Ready Player One. He cashes in his special prize.
There's so much shit in Ready Player One.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff to see.
I'm going to say in the head.
I know I've watched this, but I can't remember. I'll say the head, too.
You guys better say the head. I'll just say chest for...
Okay, yeah, last time it was for Transor Z, you guys were convinced it was the chest and it was the head. This time, you're saying it's the head, it's the chest.
Sore dewa, Gundam Haito, ready... Go!
So
the worst place to put your cockpit is the chest.
I mean, isn't that what robot jocks were kind of like?
Were they in the chest? Yeah. I thought they were in the head.
No, they're in the chest, like right here, weren't they?
Well, it depends.
I think Achilles is in the head.
Oh yeah, you're right. Achilles is in the head. But the other one was like chest, like below
Alexander,
the neck.
I think he was in the chest, and then he loses at the end. I mean, technically, no one loses because you crash and burn and.
Yeah.
Thumb fist each other.
Yes.
All right, next up, Gypsy Danger.
I'm a Gypsy Danger either.
Is the head.
You're in the head.
I'll say head since they're so confident. I don't know what Gypsy Danger is. Why is that?
That's from
Pacific Rim.
Today we are canceling the apocalypse.
Oh, then yes, you're in the head. I remember.
Yeah, you're in the drift, you and your partner.
You know everything.
Too.
You know all my secrets.
Absolutely.
Because you're in the drift with me, you're definitely going to get the heebie-jeebies.
This guy really wants to bang robots.
Yeah. You're gonna be like, man, you're banging that robot for Rocky IV? Check out our future catalog.
Yeah. All right, excellent. You are correct. All right, next up, the Iron Man Mark 42.
I don't know what the Mark 42 is, but...
Yeah, but
is that the Hulkbuster? I think that's the Hulkbuster. No?
No.
It is the suit from Iron Man 3.
Mark 42 inbound.
I'll be damned. The prodigal son returns.
But his head's always in the head, right? Like, is he ever, what the cockpit's the whole suit, in essence. It's a full body suit. It's everywhere. Well,
is that the first time he has one that's empty? He's not in it.
Oh.
He's the cockpit.
Little bit of a trick question. It is actually like Adam from Real Steel. This is the suit that he can pilot remotely without being in it.
But
so,
it's still hollow, right? He can get
it
in
it. Still hollow, yeah.
There's
still
technically a cockpit in the head
points for everything. It's a whole suit's a cockpit. Like, it's just everything. Yeah. It's hollow, right? Like,
Also,
I agree.
Initiate that protocol in the first 5 minutes of that movie. It's over.
I know one of your little pet peeves about that movie. All right, next up.
Shane Black, do better.
Here's one that is a bit of a throwback to a recent game that we've had. next up, because, and this is, I'm not even sure, would you call this a mech suit? But I'm curious to see what you guys think. RoboCop.
Well, technically, no. I mean, yes, his behind the skin flap. He's a skin flap, but he's got, well, which RoboCop are we talking? Is this the RoboCop with the brain and the spinal cord and the eyes, or is this like,
Murphy also might, Murphy also might just be a brain and eyeballs. We just didn't see
it in RoboCop. Well, if it's the new RoboCop, which we watched, you saw him because all his stuff comes off and you see his, like,
His mouth, he has a head and lungs and part
lungs,
of the hand.
Right? Yeah, lungs and stuff.
Yeah, so he can eat food, and he just eats a lot of hot dogs.
Depending on the RoboCop, the answer is either in the head behind the skin flap or in the chest if you're talking about lungs and spinal column, because it's in there, right?
I'll take it.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
He is a cyborg. He was a man first. However, we've expanded our horizons and our definitions of things. We are now also saying that the RoboCop chassis with Alex Murphy's brain piloting it is also technically a mech suit. So he's a cyborg, and it's a mech suit where his brain is the pilot in the head, which is the cockpit.
Right. I guess that makes General Grievous a mech too.
Grievous? What are Slayers from Crawl? They also have brains.
That's organic, isn't it?
I don't know what they are. But
are they?
Scream.
We don't know if their bodies
are definitely
organic.
Happening right now.
That's true.
You don't know what they are.
That could be a mech. That could be a little mech.
They could be mechs.
Like,
that movie gets deeper and deeper, guys. Yes. That's such a good movie.
All right, and next up, the mech prawn from District 9.
This is a classic kind of gangster shack, I can tell you. We're gonna find weapons here.
Chest.
They're very confident. I'll say chest.
He was like chest and head. I don't know.
It's like the load lifter from Aliens, right?
Oh, yes. Now I remember what you're talking about.
I had to throw this one in because you will see the way that he's loaded into and out of the mech prawn, the namesake of this quiz, it is directly in the crotch.
Hey, dickus!
It is a literal cockpit.
Sexy.
And there you have it, good guys.
You said we were going to be guessing mechs and stuff. I was really like, oh, Mad Cat, 75 tons. I know that. Atlas, 100-ton mech. They're all in the head. I get it. Yeah. I got it. None of that shit happened.
I guess I should have thrown in some battle tech for you.
Cherno Alpha in there.
Oh, but then in closing, of course, Robot Jocks. Mm.
Different places, though. We kind of established that. Head, body, you know. Like,
where was the first guy who died?
There wasn't much left to see.
His mech's all fucked up.
Could have been
what
in
about
the hand.
The other guy who's like, secret weapon, that scary guy. Yeah. Love that dude. God, that movie. Love it. I mean, we're going to get to it. Don't worry about it.
We'll get to it. But
maybe we're in the future.
Good guys.
Maybe we're in the past. You don't know.
Good game. Thanks for playing. And a winner is you. Yeah, who won? Predict who won. Who do you think won? Who
I did,
won?
Of course.
Win this game?
Achilles, I'm coming for you.
It's not going to make any sense. If it doesn't match up, and it'll be great.
I think we all won, because I think it was a team game, so the winner was us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, go Team Market, or whatever we are. That's a dumb team name, like Market. They should have worked, like, 8 minutes longer and thought of a better name.
Right. Superstore.
Great ending. Good ending. It hit you right in your arcade. But we're at Co is G, Co is B for RoboJacks. I don't remember watching it as a kid. Watched it a lot this past week. Have been saying crash and burn a lot. Been yelling Achilles a lot. This might be on the short list of best movies we've watched this year for the next Beachy. So watch out for RoboJacks.
I doubt it. It's early. Don't.
You know, it's early speculation, but...
You're putting that cart way in front. You're going to be pushing that uphill for a while. I just got a feeling.
You've got to come for Achilles. Want to beat Achilles.
If it's going to get a BG, it's going to be for the, I can't remember, the guest, the annual guest best thumbs up award. This may get it. If I remember to put that one in, maybe I'll throw it. I
thought of the guest.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You can't, you know, I'm going to have my one for misuse of a weapon, for Equilibrium. That'll be the best thumbs up award. I'll give it to this one. That's about all it's going to be in the category for, I think.
It's super easy, Koji. Rob, what did you think of RoboJocks? Robot Jocks. No, I keep calling it RoboJocks. It's a different movie.
I enjoyed this movie. It's fun. I think it's a fun time. Definitely B-movie. Dialogue is notoriously horrible at times, but it is fun. It's a good time. I like the stop-motion mech, even though, you know, I like it. I wish there was more of it, of melee combat, as I mentioned before. But yeah, it's Koichi.
The one line of dialogue that really stuck out is Gary Graham yelling, "In training!" It just doesn't fit. Yeah. It's weird how he yells it. And I was like, "Don't you want to do another take of that?" Nope. That's all we got? Okay. On to the scene.
I mean, all the other dialogue was just as randomly given. And yeah, come on.
Nothing sticks out more like a sore thumb. Well, in training!
I know what you were referring to, so it obviously stuck out. So I'm with you, right? I'm with you.
Brian, what did you think of Robot Chat?
I mean, this one definitely goes under the go in with low expectations and just strap in and enjoy what you're watching, because it's by far, it's not a, you know, great movie, but it's fun to watch. It's definitely, like Rob said, a B movie. I wish they'd picked a little bit better of like a cockpit design for these robots. I thought it looked stupid on the inside and stupid on the outside of the mech, and I wish the mechs had a little bit more. Like, there should have been more robot fighting and enough robot fighting. Like, I could deal with less of the bar fighting and more battles. I think that would have made it good. But overall, if you just sit back and say this is a low budget B movie about fighting robots, you're gonna have a good time. I mean, it's ridiculous. Co is G.
There you have it. Of course, Robot Jocks is, come on, it's still good. Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Robot Jocks. For the next, Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSG Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, leave us a 5-star review. Crash and burn. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend. If you don't, I've already killed you right here. God, he's such a good villain.
Yeah.
It's all for the greater good.
For the greater good.
For the good guys. This is your undefeated champion, Regan. And as we always say on the Co is G, I win for me. For me.
Boat.
It isn't over until one of us is defeated.
In training! I know what you were referring to, so it obviously stuck out. So I'm with you.